Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. When you get through, be sure to press number one on the dial pad. That's how we know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad, or if you're calling in via Skype, open your dial pad and press 1 on your Skype app. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. We're in the chat room. In fact, I haven't looked yet. Oh, wow, bunch of people in the chat room. We'll get to that in a second. But it's psychictalk.net/live. The phone number and that URL are good for all of our shows all week long. You'll find the player on that live page there. Just below the player is where the chat room is. Let me bring on my fabulous co-hostess with the mostest. She is a certified tarot master, angelic healing practitioner, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas. The fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. It's Valentine's love readings on Psychic Saturday. You know, we've been doing shows like this all week long, and you know, since the beginning of the month, and it's going to continue all through next week. In fact, I can't wait to get, you know, usually about halfway through the show, we give the upcoming shows on the network.
Yes.
And I can't wait to read this list off to you. You won't believe all the amazing shows related to the month of love coming up.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear.
Really exciting stuff. Oh, wow. But what about today? You know, I like to do the numerology and the tarot of the day. And yesterday, I actually, instead of pulling one card, I pulled a few. So I did the same thing today. So let's take a look at that. It's February 9th, 2019. Look at all those nines in there. Nine. It's a nine day. You know, it's the end of the cycle is what the nine is. Yep. Nine is endings. You know, this is a great day. And, you know, considering we're talking about Valentine's week and Valentine's Day and love and things like that, you know, it's a good time to evaluate things and figure out, you know, what should I really let go of? And,
right.
You know, I mean, that could relate to relationships, but also anything in your life, you know, literally, you know, clean out the closets figuratively and literally. And the garage and everything else, you know, make room for other things to come in. Also, the entire date adds up to 23. 2 + 3 = 5. So the date, the entire date is a 5 date. And as we know, we talk a lot about that on the show. 5 is that high energy number. It's the number of the adventurer. It's also the chaos number in numerology. But hey, let's set the intention and focus on the high energy today. Use that energy to, you know, along with the 9, let go of what's not serving you, make room for new things, and then set the intention here in the beginning of the year for what you really want this year. And as far as the cards that I pulled, this is very interesting. You know, I said it's a 5-date, Mary. I got 2 5 cards, the
Wow.
Hierophant and the 5 of Cups. Yeah. So we start off with the 5 of Cups, you know, and there's that traditional crying over spilt milk card. Cups is emotions. It's sorrow, loss, broken relationships, disillusionment. So it may be talking about relationships or maybe something else in your life. And right next to it, the 4 of Cups, you know, trouble
Wow.
in paradise, dissatisfaction.
Oh.
Yeah. Stuck in a rut card, kind of, you know, and those two cards together is probably what a lot of people are feeling right now. But then what shows up? Well, the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords, you know, if you listen to our Friday show that we did on the Cross of Manifestation and the 4 steps to the Law of Attraction, the Ace of Swords is step one. That's when you set your goals. So it's like getting past this stuff in the beginning cards there with the 5 of Cups and the 4 of Cups, remembering the 9-day, letting go what's not serving you anymore, baggage from the past, previous relationships, all of that, and then setting the intention for the future. Here's the Ace of Swords. Swords are ideas and thoughts, and in the step, the first step to the Law of Attraction, what you're doing is you're setting your goal, and you're doing that by creating a visualization, a 5-sensory immersive visualization where you bring all 5 senses to bear. So it's not just what is it going to look like when you get that goal, but what is it going to sound like and feel like and smell like and taste like, and, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. Yeah. And then the very last card is the only major arcana card that showed up. And it's the Hierophant. Now, the Hierophant talks about ritual and routine. And this came up on the show yesterday, which, by the way, our 250th episode, 250 episodes. And Rose and I, we were just in sync. And if you haven't listened to the show, you got to go listen to it. It was the best show we've ever done. And we just gave out tons of information. I mean, great technique.
That was a great show.
Strategies. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary. And, you know, lo and behold, today, you know, the ritual and routine card shows up. So, you know, ritual, creating sacred space, you know, a couple times a day. It doesn't have to be a long amount of time. It could be 5 or 10 minutes. You know, the idea of ritual is that you're telling your subconscious mind that this period of time is different from the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that way, what you're doing in that time space sinks into your mind, whether it's, you know, creating this 5-sensory visualization or, you know, working on journaling or setting up your dreams. You know, we talked a lot about that yesterday, programming your dreams. So this is, you know, what I got for today.
Wow. I have to tell you, it's bizarre. You know, there's synchronicity and then there's synchronicity, you know, because I as well. And it's kind of funny because it's like, you know, I got this Oracle deck, you know, fairly recently. It was my Dax, it was my last impulse buy of last year. You know, I got it at the end of the month. And
now we're in a new year and you can start buying more Oracle and Tarot decks.
Right.
I know you really well, Mary.
But I've been trying to be good. And what happened was, you know, I subscribed to, you know, Sonia Choquette. She's like a famous, like, Oracle deck creator and spiritual teacher and just all around, you know, pretty cool chick. And I get her newsletter, and I got this, you know, at the end of the year, and it was like, oh, you know, I have a new Oracle deck coming out, the Divine Energy Oracle, and if you buy the deck now, you know, like right before it came out, then, you know, I'll throw in a free course of mine that's like a beginning Oracle course. And I figured, what the heck, you know, because I'm all for the free course, you know, when they're offered, I'm like, why not? I'll take that, you know, even if it's something I already do, and just to see what else can you learn. You can always learn more. And, you know, I took the course, and, you know, wasn't a lot new for me, at least, but I did like her style of teaching, but I hadn't gotten the deck yet, and I started to think, like, oh, man, you know, that was a mistake. Why did I get that? Such a simplistic deck. That was just impulse. I don't really need that, and I'm probably not even going to use it or something. You know, this is my mindset, right? You know, that, what do you call it, buyer's remorse, right?
Exactly, buyer's remorse.
Yeah, but before I even got the deck, which is kind of funny. So it arrives, and I'm like, oh, might as well try and use this thing. And, oh, my gosh, it's been, like, the most incredible deck ever. And it's so incredibly simplistic, but I'm having these crazy synchronicities with this deck, and readings come up. And the cards that I drew today, you know, they're like, the deck's real simple. It just has a phrase on it. And the first card I drew says, be true to yourself. And, you know, it's funny to get that on a show that we're doing Valentine's Day love readings, because ultimately, you know, it makes me think of those little conversation hearts where it's like, you know, my true love, or, you know, the one true love, or be true, you know, those little hearts would say those things. And to be true to yourself is incredibly, you know, important advice, I think, when it comes to relationships. If we're in a relationship where we're not being true to ourselves, or we're trying to be what somebody else wants instead, you know, that's a problem. That's a huge fundamental problem. And then the other card that I drew says, look forward, you know. So it's really aligns to me with the cards that came up for you, is this idea of, you know, letting go of the past, letting go of what doesn't serve us, stop looking to the past, stop being in the past, be in the now, and be looking ahead, and being true to yourself, really, you know, connected to me with the Hierophant card, because it's also, you know, it's also a card of truth in a sense, you know, finding
the
what's true. Yeah. So isn't that wild? It's crazy.
It is crazy, and you were telling me a little bit about this with Sonia and the deck in the green room, and I looked it up online real quick, you know, it's such a, what term did you use, you know, a very simplistic deck, you know, and then you're surprised at how well it works.
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, my husband every once in a while will be like, hey, yeah, could, you know, pull a card for me, or I feel I need to pull a card. And he did that after I got this deck, and I just handed the deck to him. You know, it's like, I don't need to interpret this for anybody, you know. And I handed it to him, and he pulls one card, and he just is like, well, you know, like kind of freaked out at how direct it was. And a couple weeks go by, you know, and he wants to pull another card, and I hand him the same Divine Energy Oracle deck. He pulled the same card he got the last time, and he left the room. You know, that's what happens when stuff like that happens. You know, he you know, experiences it. He's like, okay, I'm leaving. You know, like, he runs out of the room. You know, got that. You know, but it's a great feeling that way. You know. It's like, whoa, okay, here's your message. This is really your message.
Fantastic. So we're going to go to the phone lines in a couple of minutes. I also have a question in the chat room, and I sent that to you on Messenger, Mary. And by the way, I just popped a URL in the chat room. And I'd love for you to all go check out what I wrote there at psychictalk.net/tarotpro. Basically, you know, as you all know, if you've been listening to the show, our Friday show with Dr. Rose and me, and our Saturday show are our big open line shows. You know, we always have open lines. And it's always sponsored by the Tarot Guild, our sister site over at tarotguild.org. And for 2019, we would love for all the professional leaders out there to join the Guild and get certified. And so we have certification at the CTR level, the Certified Tarot Reader level, included in the membership now. And I wrote a little bit about that. We also have two membership, student membership packages. One includes my course, and that's Tarot by the Numbers. You get a strong foundation in tarot and numerology. And the other package includes my course and the professional membership, but it also includes Maria G. Moss's Certified Angel Practitioner course. So if you've thought about working with angels, or you're already working with angels and you want to take a certification course and learn more, you can get both of our courses and your professional membership, including the certifications, in that package. So we have a professional membership package. We've got the two student packages. We've also got an opportunity where we've, you know, teamed up Psychic Talk Radio with the Tarot Guild, and you can come on as a radio host on the network, and you're going to get your professional membership included for free. And I wrote all about that on that post, so go check it out at psychictalk.net/tarotpro. It's for the professionals, but the students too as well, and we'd love for you to join us in 2019. psychictalk.net/tarotpro. And as long as I'm on the topic, I might as well mention that we're also running a special here in the beginning of the year, because we want to really grow the network in 2019. Double. Yes, we want to get a lot of new talented, talented tarot readers out there. You know who you are. Talented tarot readers, psychic mediums, astrologers, numerologists, energy healers, angel practitioners. We want to get you on the network, and so we've made it even easier. We've taken $20 off of the normal rate for our staff co-host position. We also have custom shows, and we have that on sale as well. You can find out all about it by going to psychictalk.net/host2019. That's psychictalk.net/host2019. And read all about it. We would love for you to join us here. This is the best time to join, not only because we have those special deals going, but here in the beginning of the year, launching your new show or joining us as a staff co-host. Okay. So go check those out. And let's do the question from the chat room first. How about that, Mary?
That sounds good. Let's do that. I actually, person's question, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would love to have a love reading today, please. I'd like to connect with a committed love partner this year. Okay. So, should I go first?
Yes. I have to draw a card still, and I know you've already drawn cards, so you go ahead.
Yeah. You know, because I'm fascinated by just, you know, what cards are going to come up on this. It's a great question. And actually, using this divine energy oracle, two cards I drew on this. One, it says, trust the divine plan. So what that's saying is, like, trust that this, if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. Okay? And then the second thing that comes up, I love some of these messages, is saying, seek the hidden treasure. And to shed some light on this, I drew a couple love note cards as well. This cute little oracle deck called Love Notes. It's perfect for Valentine's Day. And it talks about when it comes to seeking that hidden treasure, because it's kind of a bit of an abstract message there. It's talking about expanding your world really a bit, you know, doing something fun, doing some new things, getting out there, doing creative things. Okay, so this idea of the hidden treasure, a lot of times when we are in our creativity is when we make those discoveries, right? And we find these wonderful things, or we find things that enrich us in the way that the idea of treasure connects to. So that's the advice coming up here for relaxed person. I love that name, by the way, that she got in chat, he or she. But, yeah, it's saying that, like, look, you know, as you pursue things that, you know, expand your heart, really, that make you feel good, that, you know, inspire and bring that interest in, you're going to make those love connections, okay? And the love bonds that comes up with this idea of trusting the divine plan, you know, saying, like, look, you know, it's not like you have to go far out of your way. You know, the love bonds that we have already, who, you know, do we love? We love our family often, but not always, right? We love our friends for sure. We love, you know, sometimes just the different people in our lives. And it's saying, like, you know, honor that love as well, because it's not entirely disconnected from the romantic or, as you said, committed love partner that you're looking for, you know. So, you know, as you expand your heart, as you find creative things to do this year and try new things, seek out those experiences that are going to inspire you, you know, this committed partner is going to come along. What are you getting, Dax?
Great. Well, you know, I can't add a whole lot to that. However, I did look around in the cards here to see, you know, who potentially is going to come up, and I'm getting the Page of Cups, cups being water. I would not be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces, one of the water signs. And, you know, this is a very gentle soul, reflective, poetic, artistic, maybe even, you know, quiet, might even be a younger person. Pages usually indicate that. So be on the lookout for that person, and that, in fact, really, really start looking, because I'm getting other cards that are indicating that this person is already around you, but you're just not seeing them. The other thing that's coming up in the cards along the lines of a little bit of advice is to remember to maintain your independence. I'm getting a lot of cards about that. So don't get, you know, too lost in, you know, any relationship that might come up here. That's what I'm getting.
Right. Wow.
Awesome. And we got another question or two in the chat room, but before we go to those, let's get to the phone lines here. We've got some folks that have been waiting a while. If you're sitting on the fence, there's still, you know, it's lighting up like a Christmas tree now, folks, but there's still room on the board, so give us a call at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. All righty, so who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 509. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
Do I ask a question? Say again?
Where are you calling in from?
Seattle.
Awesome. I love that. I used to live in Seattle, and we haven't gotten a Seattle call or a Washington State call in quite a while. We love finding out where people are because, oh, my gosh, all over the States, Canada, North America, all over Europe, Asia, we get calls from all over the place. And so it's a lot of fun for our listeners to hear where everybody's calling in from. But yes, Holly, you can ask a question. It's snowing up there? Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, it never snows in Seattle, so it's very exciting.
Oh, wow.
Actually, it was my second year. My first year in Seattle, I was actually living by Lake Stevens, and we did get snow. And I moved in the city, and there was no snow. The second year, there was snow. And I found myself in my brand new GT convertible sliding sideways down Capitol Hill. And at that point, I was like, okay, I'm out of here. You know, I dealt with snow for 18 years growing up in Pennsylvania, and I moved back to Phoenix.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was born in Pennsylvania. Small world, huh?
Oh, see? Synchronicity.
Me too.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, all these former Pennsylvanians uniting today.
Yes.
I love it.
What I like to say is we escaped the East Coast, and, you know, I used to always say, you know, you couldn't pay me to live on the other side of the Mississippi anymore. However, you know, if you want to buy me a $50 million loft in New York City, I might take that, you know, but otherwise I'm staying on this side of the country.
Yeah.
I would take that kind of loft in Pittsburgh.
Even in Pittsburgh. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm from Philly. So, Holly, what's your question? How can we help you today?
Well, I'm good on my job. On my second job, that my hobby that, you know, I love to get paid for one day. I'm just saying, when you see me selling any of my work.
Oh, okay. Let's take a look at that. Ooh, right off the bat, I get the Three of Cups, which is a celebration card. Looks like it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The Nine of Wands shows up to say, you have all the tools, and it's just about, you know, making the steady progress. There's somebody that can help you out with this, and this person is showing up as the King of Wands. So this is somebody that is already very familiar with this space and getting
people's work. Yeah, I'm hoping for a
producer. Sorry.
Yes. I'm gonna be quiet.
So there is this producer coming in. Wands are the fire element, and so I would not be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. Doesn't have to be. Could just have the elements of that, you know, that passionate energy. He's very passionate about this space that you work in and the whole thing, you know. So be on the lookout. That person's coming in. Time frame wise, I'm getting in the space of in my spread for timing, I'm getting two. And so the gut feeling I get is 2 months, but you could make it happen as quickly as 2 weeks. It's a lot of this is up to you. Okay. It's you're setting the intention and taking the action in the real world to make it happen. Let's see what Mary's getting. See if there's any additional information.
Yeah. You know, I feel like the cards that came up here are speaking more to, like, the conditions under which it happens, okay, rather than, you know, just the time frame. And, you know, what's interesting is I have the Fool card right at the center, so really in line with what Dax was saying, it could happen at any time. You know, the Fool has a spontaneous, unpredictable quality to it. But it's saying that, you know, it does require that leap of faith that we associate with the Fool is shown has to do with, like, having that an awakening moment where we have our eyes open suddenly and we realize, like, an epiphany, and we realize that the things that we think you know, we can't really see, you know, the things that we feel are limiting us, you know, from this becoming a big, you know, viable success, where maybe it becomes like your only job, right?
I hope so. Yeah,
it has a lot to do with, like, you're going to have that moment of sort of awakening to that and realizing, like, oh, wow, you know, there's really nothing in my way. There's really nothing getting in the way of happening. You know, I just couldn't see it before. I feel like you're going to have one of those kind of moments. And it talks about, like, you know, there's some sacrifice involved, I would say, in a way. And it really, what it is like we're being willing to release our fears. You know, when we t- take that leap of faith. It sounds so lovely. It's like, oh, all I have to do is like believe, you know, and boom, it happens. you know, think of like what it's like when you're like, cliff diving, you know, and you're looking over the edge and you're like, this should be great. we still have that fear, like, you know, and so it is talking about that. And, you know, it also talks about, you know, kind of a bit about your journey with this, you know, with your hobby job, as you call it. Like it came out of this, like, you know, ignited, inspired feeling, you know.
Yeah.
And it's saying that it's sustained by love. So as long as you keep that love of it.
Oh, yeah. And it's not going anywhere.
And keep it above everything else, you know, when it comes to the job front, that mm-hmm. is what's going to give you that ability to just jump right into it. And it's weird to say jump right into it because, you know, we want to pay the bills, right? If we're doing this and it's not really, you know, where we want it to be financially yet to become mm-hmm. our sole focus, you know, then we have some fear around like letting go of, you know, the bread and butter, basically. But I do feel like you're going to have that moment, and I don't feel like there's any regret in it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you. That was fabulous.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Holly.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Great first call there. What you said to Holly about keeping the love for the art fits in with our question from the chat room. And I was going to go take another call, but because it fits so perfectly, I drew some cards. Let's go to Gentle Citizen's question from the chat room. And Gentle Citizen says, Hi there. I want to write an article about heartbroken people. Well, about my ex love story, do you think it will work? Okay, so I drew cards, but before we get into the cards, just going to put on the life coaching hat for a minute. And what I tell my clients that are budding authors or already authors is that you have to focus on the story and being yourself and not worrying about the reader and everybody out there. I know that sounds a little counterintuitive because they always say, you know, think of your reader when you're writing. That's true, you know, but you can't think about, you know, the success or failure or anything along those lines and let it affect your writing. So just focus on the work because your voice and what you're putting out in the world will have an audience. You know, you don't have to attract the mainstream. You only have to attract your raving fans to make it successful. And then about making it successful, you know, I pulled some cards and I'm getting a lot of yes cards. So it's definitely leaning in that direction. There's some work to be done, but it's leaning in that direction. As you finish the work and you're going, or even before then, as you're shopping it around or, you know, looking for publishers, the cards are talking about listening to your intuition on this. And also the Hermit card and the Hangman show up together. And it's talking about taking a step back from everything with the Hermit and with the Hangman, literally looking at the whole situation 180 degrees upside down from how you've been looking at it, so that the universe can send in alternative ways that you haven't thought about yet about getting this out to the public and for it to be successful. And then when you do that, there's an idea that's going to come up. And it's represented by the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords out of the four knights is the fastest. It's rushing in, literally, following the single idea. He has the swords are ideas and thoughts. You know, he's got that single idea, that single sword he's holding, and he's zipping along, and that's when things are really going to take off for you. Mary, did you pull any cards for Gentle Citizen's question?
Yes, I did. And it's interesting. I think to me, it's really aligns with what you were talking about. And what I get in this, you know, is that this idea maybe comes from this, you know, a place where we were looking at that relationship and maybe overanalyzing a little bit. There's like kind of, you know, going from the page of swords and then going to the page of wands, where it's more impulsive. It's more just the inspiration and not the analysis. And the Ace of Cups is underneath it. This idea right at the center of everything is like, okay, you know, and underneath that is the four of Cups. So what this is saying to me as advice for Gentle Citizen is the saying that, like, okay, you know, yes, this can work. Absolutely. We end with the Magician card. You got it. You can manifest this. You got everything you need. But don't be afraid to dream with it a little bit as you write it. You know, when we talk about writing articles sometimes, and especially when they're based on true life experiences, we feel in some ways we have to adhere to exactly what happened, but we have to understand that exactly what happened in our mind is our version of the event. And the way that it affected us is ours as well. And so if you can take some time to dream with this, to inspire, to be a little bit more fun with it, a little bit more light with it, try to be that objective observer or see it from a different point of view, like you were talking about with the Hanged Man, that I think that's going to take it from being the just recounting of a personal experience to being something universal that everyone can relate to. And that is the essence of a successful article. That universal quality that comes from the personal experience.
Yeah, so it's not an academic paper. You got to get the story across, and sometimes it requires certain embellishing. And trust me, everybody out there writing, even about an actual concrete occurrence, they're slightly altering the stories. You know, obviously, you know, in most writings, they are. Changing the characters, renaming people to, you know, keep
to protect
their
the
anonymity.
Innocent and not so innocent.
Yeah, and but they also embellish the story. You know, it's not going to be exactly how it actually happened. You got to make it a little more flavorful. And yes, that's where
writing
you know,
is
the hangman comes in again. Right, and that's where that hangman card comes in again. You know, looking at this whole project 180 degrees upside down from. The way, you know, it's basically the thinking outside of the box card.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, Mary, I can't believe it. We've already blasted past the bottom of the hour. This show is going incredibly fast. Let me tell people about the Week of Love real quick, what's coming up on the network here. And so...
Yay.
First up, tomorrow on the Spiritual Landscapes show with Lottie Whalen and Frankie Arbo from Stockholm, Sweden, they're going to continue their series. They're going to do part two of The Realms of Human Consciousness. So that's Sunday tomorrow. Monday, February 11th, Discovering Who You Truly Are. This is a series that Catherine Hahn, the host of the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show every Monday, she launched this new series of shows, Discovering Who You Truly Are, and on Monday it's Loving Yourself. So there's something also perfect for the Week of Love. And then Tuesday, February 12th, Your First Love, Who Is It? On the Power of Three show with hosts Vivian Aubin and Rose Fullhorst. And, of course, you can call in on that show as well. On Thursday, it's the second episode of Stephanie Mayo's brand new show, Stephanie's Guided Tarot. It's a solo show she's doing, kind of like Catherine on Monday, where it's just her, although she's going to be having some guests as she moves forward and so forth. In fact, she has a guest on this Thursday's show. The title of the show is It's Valentine's Day, obviously, February 14th, Connecting with Loved Ones on the Other Side. She's going to have a psychic medium on, psychic medium Hera James from, I believe, New Zealand. Yeah, her
cool.
website is Hera, H-A-R-A-N-Z for New Zealand. So it's HeraNZ.com. You can go check her out before the show. So call in and connect with your loved ones on the other side. That sounds like a lot of fun. Friday, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, the doctors are in. That's right. Rose and myself will be on for another Friday show. And we're doing couples numerology, compatible and challenge numbers. Great
cool.
information is going to come out on that show. And then, of course, you and I will be back.
Yes, we will.
Next Saturday. Yeah,
woo-hoo.
And you know what?
I
have to look it up because I can't remember what we're doing next week on the show. I forgot.
I think, aren't we going to take a look back at those resolutions we made and wonder how it's working for us?
That's Psychic Saturday on February 16th, and it's the perfect time in February. You know, we all made those New Year's resolutions, and we're going to do that. In fact, I looked it up. The title is, How Are Those New Year's Resolutions Working Out For You? I love that.
Oh, I love it.
And we might have some, you know, tips and tricks from psychic areas, as well as hypnosis, NLP, life coaching, EFT, to kind of help you out with that, you know.
Help. That's going to
awesome.
Be great.
So back to the phone lines. Area code 515 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jen, and I'm in Minnesota.
Hi.
Jen in Minnesota.
Hi.
All righty.
And I used to live in Capitol Hill in Seattle as well.
Small world. My God, there's just so many synchronicities. A couple people in the chat room said, wait, I'm from Pennsylvania too. I was born in – oh, I think it was Sharona said, one of our hosts. She said, I was born in Philly, went to college there, moved to New York City. Now she's in New York. It's amazing.
Crazy.
Wild.
And I remember it snowing a couple of times and people were sledding down Queen Anne Hill with all sorts of different things. It's crazy.
I experienced that. So Jen, what's your question for us today?
What do you see in
you
terms of love and relationships?
Okay.
Accidentally
Mary, I'm
going to
let
button.
You go.
Sorry.
Oh, that's what it was. It happens to all of us, yeah. Mary, I'm going to let you go first on this one. I kind of went first on the last two. Without even asking, jump right
in. Okay, so you have a question about love and relationships and just... Was there a particular person you wanted to ask about, or just what this year is about?
Just what this year is about. I'm currently single, looking for, you know, that life partner. Just wanting to see what you see.
Hmm. Okay. What is there? What's out there? Okay. So, the first thing that comes up is the month of March. That's odd, because like, you know, soon.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be odd. You know, it just was odd to me. I was expecting, you know, later, like you go through the year, you do a bunch of stuff. But, you know, not really. You know, and really just drawing some oracle cards on this, it's saying, like, look, you know, the great, you know, perfect life partner, you know, who knows, right? But it's talking about it being a healing type relationship that's going to be coming up for you next. And it's telling you that this is connected to friends that you have, you know.
Okay.
So that could be a friend of a friend or an acquaintance of a friend, something like that. I feel like this, you connect with this person through a mutual acquaintance or friend.
Okay.
And the other thing it's saying is like, when you meet this person for whatever reason, you're going to really need to focus on that interaction, you know, for the moments that it lasts. You know, maybe it's a short meeting and you just like, you know, talk to somebody after being introduced, mm-hmm. but it's saying tune out distractions. So, because otherwise, you know, you're going to like miss that signal to your heart that like, mm-hmm. hey, this is worth talking a little bit more here, you know? And so it's saying like, it's going to be kind of a moment like that. Seems like, you know, kind of, just kind of a chance meeting, you know, but it is connected to somebody that you both know. And it also may be quite connected to doing something that you love, that's fun, that, you know, it's a good, you're already, like your energy is already elevated, you mm-hmm. know. So to me, that's saying like that could be connected by not necessarily like an event or holiday, you know, but connected to like a time when you're like really like feeling good. And so mm-hmm. that's maybe why, you know, there's going to be that sort of like sensation in your heart, like, this person, I'm feeling something. I don't know what it is, but I need to investigate.
uh-huh.
So that's what I'm
good.
Getting. And Dax, what are you getting?
Okay, so let's take a look at here. You know, right in alignment with what you were talking about with friends. Okay, I'm getting a similar vibe here. Actually, let me start off with the end. And the end is the Nine of Cups, which is literally the
oh,
wish
wow.
come true card. So,
oh.
yeah, Jen can really make this happen this year. It's also the timing card, so we're talking within mm-hmm. a nine-day to nine-week period. So somewhere in the next couple months, could happen quickly, or it, you know, might take a little bit longer. But if you have mm-hmm. in mind any kind of celebrations that are planned or coming up, it seems to be in relation to that. And it could be anything. It could be a party at work. It could be a bar mitzvah. It could be a wedding
sure.
reception. It could be a graduation celebration. There's some kind of celebration where this can actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen of Cups shows up to remind you to follow your intuition. And
mm-hmm.
The person actually showing up is the King of Wands. So here's somebody that is a real gentleman. This person has integrity. Okay, so this is somebody that's passionate because, you know, Wands is that fire energy. It's the fire
mm-hmm.
element suit and a generous, fair-minded kind of person. Okay. And because it's fire, you know, I would not be surprised if this person turns out to be an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. Doesn't
okay.
have to be, you know, could be just somebody that has that fiery, passionate energy, but, keep your eye open for the Aries, the Leo, or the Sag, and look out for that celebration where you're going to meet this person, or potentially you already know the person. You're just going to become more acquainted.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So there you go. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jen. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Me too.
It's looking good. Looking good. What I should have done was I should have done her personal year number to see where she is in the cycle, because that gives some clues as far as, you know, delays with relationships or relationships taking off or whatever. So if anybody wants their personal year number, just let me know. Let's see. We're going to go to another call here. Who's been waiting the longest? Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, you're live on Psychic Talk. It's Psychic Saturday.
Hello.
What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Veronica. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Veronica?
Hi, Veronica.
Yes, Veronica, yeah.
Where are you calling in from?
Colorado.
Awesome.
Colorado.
So how can we help you today?
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. That's close to me.
Me too.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Veronica, let us know what you'd like. Yes, Veronica, let us know. How can we help you today?
I have a sort of Valentine's general question. I'd like to know, what do you pick up, including this? I want to focus on this white man if it pops up in the cards, the white man.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's an interesting one. Never quite heard it that way asked before, but Mary, it's something new on the radio every Saturday, I swear to God.
I swear to God.
Okay, so let's take a look at this real quickly here. Actually, there's two people coming through, all right? And so I don't know which one actually aligns with the fellow that you're talking about, but you'll know as soon as you hear here. So, I mean, first of all, there's a King of Swords coming in, and Swords is air. So I wouldn't be surprised if this person is a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarius. But there's also a Knight of Wands. Now, this person's going to be a little bit younger, okay? So, you know, kings tend to be, you know, your age or a little bit older, whereas the knights tend to be, it could be your age, but usually a little younger, depending on how old you are, which we're not going to ask because we don't do that. Anyway, this is a Knight of Wands, and Wands, again, is that fire energy. So Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. It seems, I'm getting a lot of cards about work. It seems to be, you know, something around work, you know. And it looks like the main takeaway here is, again, focus. This keeps coming up. I got the Ace of Swords yet again, Mary.
Wow.
You know, it's like, where is your focus? You're actually, you know, with two guys coming in, you could easily be split in multiple directions and not know what to do, you know. And she mentioned a particular person, so maybe it's talking about, you know, really settling on what you want and forming that goal in your mind with the Ace of Swords. But Mary, what are you getting? Maybe you've got some further insight to give.
You know,
Veronica,
it's really interesting. Yeah, you know, and I drew a few, I drew two love notes on this, and also a card from the Mystical Shaman deck, because I found the question a bit mysterious. So, and what's really interesting about that is that I get the card for Earth, and it's talking about focus, which is really funny, since you were just talking about focus. And it's saying that, you know, that idea of being grounded when it comes to, you know, any decisions about your love life coming up for you. And the other things that come up here with the love notes cards are really interesting. It's like one is a real clear message about saying that love doesn't keep score. Okay. So, you know, take that how you will, but really, you know, what that's saying is that, like, when we're dealing with relationships, and this relationship that may be, you know, bubbling up this year for you, that it's not who did what. It's not I did things for you, you need to do those many things for me. So just, you know, be aware of any of score keeping of any kind happening in a romantic relationship, because it's just, that's not love. Okay. That is ego. And the other thing that comes up is talking about, like, a love that, like, needs to be celebrated, you know, and not taken for granted. So it's just, to me, this is like conversation that, like, yeah, if you're focused and grounded, you know, this is going to blossom for you. And these are ways to, like, keep it healthy. So by celebrating it and not keeping score. So that's what I get on this from her.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Okay. Well, I hope that helped you out, Veronica. We got to move on because we got a ton of phone calls, plus questions just flowing in from the chat room. I think this is the first show, Mary, where we've gone back and forth between the chat room and the calls so frequently here. Do you have the next question from the chat room? Let's go with that.
I do. Okay. Do.
Mysterious traveler.
You know, mysterious traveler's question. And then there was one prior to that that I'm trying to find.
Okay, well, the
mentioned.
One that I'm
focused. Don't forget my.
Okay, well,
so here we go.
Yeah, I wrote them
it.
In the chat room. I'm trying to get them to repeat the question in the chat room because I missed
right.
that one. But let's go with the mysterious traveler.
So let's go with mysterious traveler. And mysterious traveler has the question, how long do you see me staying with my current employer? So let me just see what comes up on that, you know, as far as like how long. And I want to say almost like if, right? If we
well,
see that.
You know, that's the thing is I was going to ask, do they really want to stay with that employer? And, you know, I can tell you what I got. I got an answer.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm just going to throw it out there. The outcome card is the Ten of Swords. And so the Ten of Swords comes up when something's definitely ending. All right. And it's also the timing card, 10. So it can happen in as quickly as 10 weeks or as long as 10 months, which would bring us to what? Can't think off the top of my head. November? Something like that?
Yeah.
Or even the 10th month, October. You know, so the timing on it is kind of askew, and I think it has a lot to do with my question, you know, do you want to stay with this employer? The other thing is I just want to throw out there that a new, more successful opportunity is coming in. I got the success card, Six of Wands with the Ace of Wands. So my thoughts on it is don't be afraid to just go for it if this other opportunity presents itself. But what are you getting, Mary?
What I'm getting is interesting. You know, I feel like, you know, I feel like Mysterious Traveler is ready for a change, and that maybe even just because this question is in the consciousness, right, of how much longer do I have here, you know, or how much longer do I have here? I feel like there's already that internal sensing of like, is there something else out there? And, you know, I get the Page of Pentacles with this. So that's like at the center of everything. And I feel like it's really saying that, like, okay, you know, it is time to be able to move up, to be able to have like a new, you know, position, a new level coming in. As far as timing on this, you know, I got the Nine of Pentacles. And so to me, it puts it kind of in that same time frame. Like we're talking about the fall months, you know. So, you know, October, November, around in there. I don't think it's going to be as early as September. But I feel like this fall is really when we're going to have like a new I feel like you're right. It presents itself as kind of a new opportunity coming in. And, you know, go for it. That's what I got.
Awesome. Hope that helps you out, Mysterious Traveler. We're going to come back to the chat room in a little bit here, but let's take another caller, too. The caller waiting the longest is area code 347. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk. Hello, caller. Okay, we're going to put them back on hold because I think they got occupied in the background there, but we'll come back to you 347. Meanwhile, we're going to head over to 845. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Joe, calling from New York.
Awesome, New York.
Hi, Joe.
I actually called you guys a couple, sometime last month, but I love your show, and actually, last time I called in too, you were talking about an Oracle deck, and I wanted to tell you that I forgot because I was too excited, but I was given an Oracle deck myself. And it's the Doreen Virtue deck of Ascended Masters, which I've been enjoying, actually.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Awesome. I think, actually, Maria G. Moss, in her course, Certified Angel Practitioner, that she recommends that deck. actually.
Yeah, I have that deck. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
Awesome.
It's a great deck. I was actually surprised how when I was using it, it just came out, and it was very straightforward, and it connected very well, so I'm enjoying it. But I'm also enjoying your show, so I was calling in to, I guess, keep the topic going. I'm interested about love.
Awesome.
Okay. Mary, I think it's your turn to go first.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific question or in general? Yeah.
Just in general.
Just in general, like you want to know what love is? That song popped into my head.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Whenever, you know, the next, there's a lot going on in my life. Actually, the real question is just generally, I guess, a reading, whatever you get.
On your love life. And like, what do we see? Okay, you got a lot going on, but what about that area if we just focus in on that? And okay, that's interesting. Okay, so I'm just in the process of pulling some cards here. But the first thing that comes up is talking about, appreciation and being appreciative and saying that, you know, despite all the things going on, you know, or in your life, you know, the relationships do need some attention, you know, and to not forget, even in the quickest, smallest ways, that showing that appreciation does matter. We can get really caught up when we've got a lot of, I want to say like you've got like a lot of irons in the fire in other areas of your life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it's saying that, any relationship that comes in, even if it just feels like, we like each other, it doesn't seem very serious, but you enjoy somebody's company, to make that, honor that, basically. And,
I totally understand that.
And the other thing that's coming up is about, like, it's funny, because speaking about love life in general, and it's talking about keeping your commitments. So, what I feel like it's saying is like don't overcommit yourself, you know, to the point that like, you know, things fall through the cracks, and just that, you know, it happens when you make space for it. So I feel like, you know, when it comes to relationships, let's say this year. Let's look at this year, over the course of this year. When it comes to like romantic love life, relationships, that, you know, when you have space for it, it will come in. And as long as you, you know, can have gratitude, appreciation for it, and aren't, you know, feeling like it's stressed from it, that it can really blossom for you.
Absolutely. I agree. I like that. I agree with that 100%.
Cool. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Okay. So, first question, Joe, have you had some heartbreak, maybe even semi-recently? What's been going on?
In August, I lost someone tragically, a loved one.
Mm. Yeah, because it's showing up as the Three of Swords in the spread here. The good news is that the Ace of Cups shows up, and that's the beginning or the essence of love, new love. Joy, relationships, great card to get. The other cards are talking a lot about searching, a lot of searching going on, stepping back, taking a look, rethinking things. And just like one of our previous callers, the Four of Wands shows up again. And that card is some kind of a celebration. Okay, so this new potential love coming in, Ace of Cups. I wouldn't be surprised if you meet this person because you are attending some function, and it could be anything, like I said before, graduation celebration, bar mitzvah, wedding reception, office party. I mean, it could be a lot of different things. And Now, the interesting thing is, unlike the other callers where the tarot right away gave me a specific person to look out for, no actual people are showing up. And that seems to indicate that that there's some work to be done, like I said, with this whole stepping back and searching and then, you know, letting go of the grief, the sorrow from the Three of Swords. And remember, even though it sounds emotional, it's a swords card. It's thoughts and ideas. It's, you know, letting go of that baggage in order to move forward. And I think that's why the actual person is not showing up in the spread, but the Ace of Cups showed up at least to say that the potential's there. Okay. So it just sounds like a little more work to do. Yeah.
I understand that. Thank you.
Well, hope that helped you out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks
awesome.
For calling.
We love when you call in, Joe.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Awesome. And we've got another question from the chat room. Did you catch that? It's a grateful chatter.
Yes.
That's
yes,
that one that we missed.
Yeah. Awesome. And grateful chatter.
You want to read that
would
one?
Would like to know, if me and my ex will get back together one day.
I knew that question would come up from someone because it always does when we're doing love readings, right?
Absolutely. I get that question every day because,
yeah.
You know, because it happens and then it doesn't happen. You know, it's like, yeah, it's a great question. It's always a question. You want to go first, Dax?
Sure, I can. And the big takeaway, the only major arcana card showing up is the Star card, and that's the Hope card.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, there's still hope there, but guess what? Right next to it, Mary, the Two of Cups. Mm-hmm. Romance. Beginning of a good friendship. Harmony. Now, the interesting thing is this is talking about a previous relationship. Well, there's some things that happened. Okay, so I got the Five of Wands, rivalry, competition, battles, things like that. And then the Seven of Swords, you know, strategy, manipulation, cunning, things going on in the background that you're not seeing. So what's this talking about? Well, it means that, you know, the potential's there. And by the way, as a strict yes, no, I'm getting two yes cards and two no cards, and then the other card is a court card, which technically is no, but it could go really either way. So it's a big fat maybe, okay? And as always, it has to do with working on ourselves before we work on the relationship, and then working on the relationship because, you know, the card's bringing up all this stuff from the past here. So, you know, in order for this to work, okay, and this is true of almost universally, that in order to rekindle and go forward, it has to be seen as if it is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't drag the pack, you know, the past. You can't drag the baggage from the past into a rekindling of the relationship because it won't work then. And with the Two of Cups showing up, and that's the central card, by the way, with the Star card to the left. It's really talking about really seeing it as if it's brand new and getting back to the whole thing. You know, why were you in a relationship before? You know, focusing on the commonalities and the love and those sorts of things. And what can
it
you
makes
add to
a lot
that?
Of sense. What
Mary?
I can add to that, you know, comes from the Divine Energy Oracle once again. And the first thing that comes up is nurture yourself first, you know. And it really is saying that, like, okay, you know, can this happen? I would say there's a strong maybe that this can happen. But at the same time, like, you know, from my perspective, you know, it's like you're the most important ingredient in this equation. You know, you need to take care of yourself first. You got to be ready for that. It feels like this is a relationship that, you know, yeah, had some problems to go around. And it's almost like it ended with like a surrender, like we give up, you know. And it feels like it's like letting other things get in the way. And the big question is not will we get back together, comes up as the big question is how strong is your love, right? You know, how strong was it? And in that surrender that happened, can we release all of that and really surrender the past and refine our attention this time and make a plan? This isn't going to happen if we're not communicating with one another. This isn't going to happen if both people aren't on board. So that's what I can add to it.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll go back to the phone lines. See how many we can squeeze in here. We're going over our hour, but this is just great, Mary. I think
this is fun.
Fabulous.
Great question.
Yeah, it's fun, great questions, great flow going on. And Charlotte said she's following along in the chat room, pulling cards, using her pendulum. We're going to get Charlotte on as a guest. She's been with us almost since the beginning. And when I started talking about, you know, the new opportunity in the beginning of 2019 to become a host yesterday, she said, I'm going for it, you know. And psychictalk.net/host2019. Go check it out, folks. You know, you too can join us for 2019 as a radio host. There's a couple of options. It's affordable. It's learn as you go. We're there to help you out. You're going to be with experienced hosts, and we have over 9 years. We're in our 10th year of broadcasting, folks. So go over to my article, psychic. It's at psychictalk.net/host2019. Go check that out, and hopefully real soon here we'll have Charlotte on. I was telling Charlotte in the chat room that except for the solo shows, you know, most of our shows, you know, the calls end up being tag team readings. And so what she's doing, following along, pulling her own cards, using her pendulum, is exactly what we do, and it's great practice.
Yeah.
You know. So we're going to get her on as a guest and see if we can get her set up as a host as well. Let's see, who's been waiting
awesome.
The longest here? Let's go back to that 347 area code and see if they're ready now. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm so glad you came back. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi. I just wanted a Valentine's Day reading. How you saw Valentine's Day going for me?
The big day.
Mm-hmm.
The day itself.
Awesome.
I just love this time of year because for readings, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to have Mary go first.
Okay,
I hear her doing the cards.
Yeah, I just, you know, had a little card a jumper. We call them when the card jumps out of the deck when we are shuffling. So we had a jumper. Always pay attention to that. You know, the old saying, what, you know, falls on the floor comes to the door. And it talks about, you know, the message is love lasts. You know, so I feel like it's, you know, we're going to be feeling the love on Valentine's Day. Okay. And the other thing that comes up here, it's talking about, like, don't worry about it going into, don't see it as like a problem. Like, what are we going to do about Valentine's Day? What's going to happen? You know, and it's saying, like, use your imagination and that, you know, you can have your own way of celebrating it, your own tradition of celebrating it. And the more that it's doing what you want to do, what's in your heart to do, what makes you feel good doing, is going to be what makes it like an enjoyable day, a fun day for you. So, you know, it's kind of funny, but, you know, it's saying that, like, make it like your own special way of celebrating Valentine's Day. So anything,
okay,
you know, that's personal, not just what, you know, we think society demands that we do. Dax, what are you getting?
Well, I'm curious, Tanika, if you've had any concerns in this area, or, you know, being kept up at night thinking about these kind of things.
Well, I mean, I wonder how it's going to go with someone that I like, that we are, like, on and off all the time. Now we're on, but I don't want to put any pressure on it. That's why I was just asking, mm-hmm, like, in general, how it's going to go. Because I'm not expecting him. I'm not expecting him and me really anything.
Well,
I don't know.
That's the thing about guys. And guys are not famous for putting as much emphasis on Valentine's Day or even remembering Valentine's Day, your first date, that kind of thing, you know. And so, especially in today's day and age, there's no reason why you can't take the lead, okay? Mm-hmm. Make it happen the way you want it to happen, you know. And I ask that question because it is showing up in the cards, you having concern. Also showing up is, I don't know, have you ever found yourself to be in love with love or addicted to,
mm-hmm,
love?
Yeah, mm-hmm,
that's showing up in the cards too. An addiction to love. And it's kind of a little subtle warning there. Now, very nicely, though, the central focus, again, like we got with our previous caller there, the Ace of Cups. You know, we got it for Joe, and now we're getting it for you. You know, the opportunity is there, okay? Do you happen to know what his sun sign is? Tanika? Did we lose her?
Hmm.
Oh, she dropped off. She dropped off. I don't know if that was a technical glitch with Blog Talk. Sometimes lines get dropped like that. The reason why I was asking, and now we may never know, folks, we may never know, her on-again, off-again lover's sun sign is because the King of Wands is showing up in this spread, and that is potentially an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. So it may be the same fellow, or it may not be. So if she's still listening, be on the lookout, you know, if your current man is not an Aries or a Leo or a Sag, there may be one in the offing. So I just want to throw that out there. Awesome. Awesome. But we'll move on because we've got tons of callers. And this is what I'm going to say is, you know, if we don't get to your call today, we're going to be back next Saturday, Mary and I. I'm going to be on with Dr. Rose next Friday. We're continuing the love things, you know, got the couples numerology, and we'll be talking about, you know, these challenge numbers and compatibility numbers and all this kind of stuff. I'm also going to have a coming up this week, I'm going to be having a Valentine's special for couples, numerology reports and the like. So be on the lookout for that. So there are shows all week long. Remember, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And if we don't get you in this particular show, write down the number, 714-816-4628. It's good for all of our shows. And also that URL, you want to have psychictalk.net/live. In fact, that's the only one you need, because any day that you want a reading, you just wake up, go to psychictalk.net/live. You'll see when our next live show is. There's a link to all the show start times around the globe, so you can find out exactly when the show starts your time. And the call-in number is there, the player to listen to the show, and the chat room right below. Psychictalk.net/live. Just write that one down. So we're going to go to 417. It's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. You're live on Psychic Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Linda.
Call.
Hey, how you doing? Good. It's not quite as sunny today, but it's still not as bad as other places. So my question I have is about my work environment. Is it, I don't know, I'm not feeling it to be a healthy environment. So I just want to see what you guys are picking up on it.
Let's see. Yeah, there are some cards showing up that are talking about redundancies, loss of financial stability, reevaluation of work and worth. Things along those lines, you know, there seems to be somebody is the central figure of what's going on. He's showing up as the Emperor in this. The Wheel of Fortune card shows up. So cycles are going on. Things are cycling. And generally that's a positive card to get. So
okay.
And after the Wheel of Fortune, we do have a card coming in talking about good fortune also, and windfalls and repayments and generosity and things coming through like that. So it looks like it resolves itself. I didn't really ask the question in the right manner, like, does this mean you're going to be moving on to something bigger and better, you know, that kind of thing. But let's see what Mary's getting, because she might be able to shed some better light on this than I'm getting here. And sometimes it just doesn't come in the cards. You know, you get a little bit of information, but you'd have to sit down for a 40-minute private session to really, you know, get into the heart of the matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I did was I did what I call an oracle casserole here. You know, different layers of different cards.
Ooh, I like
see,
that.
Like,
Oracle
what,
casserole.
Yes, it's delicious with, you know, cornbread on the side. But so what comes up is really interesting. So the central issue, you know, when we talk about, like, is it a healthy environment for me? I feel like it's like the staff, the management, if there's an issue there that's not healthy or even maybe like a little bit like toxic, that seems to be the level that it's happening at. And for you, it talks about so, you know, being sensitive to it for one thing, you know, you may be a bit empathic, you know, those things happening, you're picking up on, and you're saying like, "Ooh, I don't feel so good." Well, you don't feel so good because those other people don't feel so good, and they're bringing that toxicity into the workplace. Saying you're gonna have to work on raising your vibration, you know, and you can do that by trying to say as much as possible in the heart space, in the heart chakra, like keeping it open, knowing you're protected. You can even like, you know, I don't know if you're into stones or anything. You don't have to, like, you know, go mining or anything. But, you know, a piece of hemp can be very helpful with shielding yourself a bit from that outside yuck that's going on.
Yeah.
And it's also talking about how this is impacting your I want to say like your it's like your throat chakra, like you're feeling like you know whether or not you can speak up, you know, whether or not you can even make suggestions about doing things differently, or you know, so feel like that's another area to work on is that throat chakra. And it's really just a matter of like you know, again, work with some blue stones if you're into crystals. A really nice, great one for that would be blue lace agate. And at the end here, I pulled a little angel card that's asking to pay a bit of attention to the forward direction. You know?
Okay.
If you haven't thought about leaving or anything, it's not saying you have to change jobs or anything, but it's just saying like, okay, you know, where's the, do you feel like that you have direction, Or do you feel like it's just like, okay, I'm here, I'm just going to, you know, do the, you know, just stay on the hamster wheel and keep doing the same thing every day? So it's saying like that's going to be, you know, something to consider coming up, you know, and to embrace that, you know, and really, you know, with open arms and like consider things maybe we haven't considered before. Do something different. That's what I'm getting for you. I hope that's helpful. The oracle casserole.
Yeah. It just feels like a little
casserole.
It just feels a little, like I said, toxic, I guess. It's just hard to, I don't know. In my wording, I guess it feels like I'm getting ganged up on, but I guess that's part of being toxic.
Yeah.
So,
and if you feel like you can't even speak up, you know, that definitely, you know, can just, you know, make that feeling even more intense. So, you got to raise your vibration.
Yeah, it definitely is something like doing a business on my own. Would that be something? What do you see for that?
I think that that really ties into that message, that angel message at the end about looking in different directions, trying something different, things that like maybe you would think like right now, like, oh, I don't know if I can do it or not. It's like,
I was getting something different too.
Yeah. Let go of that. I don't know if I can do it, and just allow yourself to manifest it in your heart and in your mind first. And I think that you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Like, wow, I didn't even know this direction was here for me. Definitely worth exploring.
Well, we
really
got to run, Linda.
Thanks
for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks
you guys
call.
Take care.
You
too. Have a great weekend. Wow, fantastic stuff on today's show. Hey, I wanted to remind everybody, if you want to book a private session with Mary, it's psychictalk.net/Mary. You can book a private session with me. Also get numerology reports at psychictalk.net/Dax. Alrighty. And I think we're going to stop live streaming in just a second here, folks. So we'll say goodbye now, but I wanted to try to get one more call in. We're going to go to area code 856. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay. They dropped off, so guess what? The lucky caller is area code 209. Hello,
Hi.
Caller. What's your
Hello.
Name, hon? Where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from California.
Awesome.
My question is, I've been, it's kind of like a Valentine's, I guess, question as well. I've been in a relationship for almost 2 years now. I just want to see if this is the right relationship for me, or should I look at moving on? I'm 47 years old. The person I'm dating is will be turning 50 next Saturday.
Okay. We're shuffling. Now I'm getting a mixed bag again, Mary. I got three really strong yes cards. Okay. But it could really go either way. Now, nobody different is showing up, okay? But there is an ace card, so there is new possibilities. The death card's the first card that shows up, which suggests the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. So the way I'm going to put it is that if this is going to work, if it's meant to work, okay, it's going to require coming at it anew, like we were talking about with the previous caller, that something has to shift and move forward. Otherwise, it's going to become stagnant.
Okay.
Are you getting anything along those lines, Mary?
I'm getting interesting lines with this, you know, and I think that it relates. I think I missed part of what Dak said because I was so like, I don't know. I was in another world
focused
here for a second, but yeah, but let me tell you what I got. And then you guys decide if it relates or if it makes sense to you. You know, look, I got an angel card first off, very lovingly saying that, like, okay, you know, we're kind of in a comfort zone with this relationship, you know, so that can feel like a little bit unexciting at times, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's comfortable, but is it the right one for me? Do I want it to just be comfortable, kind of? The other thing that comes up is talking about, like, you know, again, this idea of there's something about it that feels a little too relaxed. You know, which is an odd thing to say. And there's a huge emphasis on the need for communication. It's saying, speak up about what you want. Give it a chance, you know, give it a chance to go through yet another transformation that's going to be more in alignment with, you know, what you want to continue with, the kind of love that you want. But you got to say something, you know, otherwise this could kind of just dwindle. That's what I'm getting. But there's some good things there, because I also got this message about counting your blessings and kind of also reevaluating the priorities. It's like, what is it that I really want out of this relationship? Define it, speak up about it.
Yeah. And
okay,
that's what I got.
To revisit it for just a second, you know, I think that what I got really is in alignment with what you got, Mary. And,
oh, cool.
You know, I didn't want to say, you know, outright, yeah, dump this guy. Okay, because the way the cards are showing up, you know, it can go either way. But like I said, it requires a shift, and that's showing up as the Death card. Now, the Death card also talks about making way for something new, with one door closing and another door opening. And then I've got the Chariot card, and the Chariot card is usually a great card, and it can even talk about forward motion and such. That's not what I get when I look at this card in the spread for you. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting is stuck in the mud. Okay. Cause when I look at it, when you honestly look at the image in the Waite Smith version, okay, there's two sphinxes pulling the chariot. The sphinxes are laying on the ground. They're not galloping forward. They're just laying on the ground, and the chariot's really just sitting there, sinking in the mud, you know? And that's just the feeling I get. Mm. But one clue is what shows up at the very end. At the very end, the Seven of Cups shows up, and that's indicating a lot. Well, you know, tarot is multi-layered, so I'm really seeing two things. A lot of other opportunities. There's a myriad of opportunities out there for you is showing up. It's also a card of illusion and fantasy, and I feel like there's a disconnect between what's really going on with this relationship with this fellow for 2 years and your perceived or desired, you know, kind of like fantasy or illusion outlook on it. You know, it's like the story we tell ourselves, you know, the story we tell ourselves versus what's really going on. So I think there's clues there.
Yeah, no, I think that's helpful. Everything was going wonderfully. And then, you know, his children, you know, they're older, but have kind of put the brakes on the relationship. So, which, you know, it's gotten stale, I guess, because they don't, you know, they don't want Dad, you know, to move forward, you know, in this relationship any further. So it's, you know, I'm trying to decide, do I stay, do I go, you know,
yeah.
I love it, but I don't want to be strung along for years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm older now, I'm 47. I'm ready to meet that, you know, my soulmate, my forever guy.
Yeah. So that's why, we need communication. Really, really need to talk about this before it does just kind of, fall under the weight of that stagnation.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Very helpful.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And like I said, there's seven cups out there, seven opportunities. Choices. Oh, my God.
choices.
Yeah, wow. I definitely think that she's not going to have an issue as far as meeting other people. She may be, if she decides to move on from this relationship, I think she may find herself in a different kind of quagmire, like, oh, my God, too many choices. Oh, wow. So this was a really great show. It's fantastic.
This was fun. So many great questions and callers and chat room people. Hello, chat room people. It's fun. So glad everybody wanted to spend a bit of their Saturday afternoon with us.
And I do want to let everybody know that we did talk a lot and gave a lot of great techniques and strategies and things, especially relating to romance, in yesterday's show. So if you missed our 250th episode, go into the archive, psychictalk.net/archive, and listen to yesterday's show as well. Two great shows in a row here, Mary. I mean, it was just, things were just clicking yesterday. Yep. And the same exact thing happened, both shows, we ended up going over by 35 minutes. Oh, my God. Okay, so we got to get out of here. Going to say goodbye to all of our listeners and callers. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for all the great questions from the chat room. It was a ton of fun in the chat room. Couldn't believe all the people that showed up. And thanks to you, Mary.
Thank you, Dax. And thanks, everybody. Have a happy Psychic Saturday. Bye, everybody.
And we'll see you next Psychic Saturday. Bye, everyone. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dax.